RSBNB Update, episode 120, Cutting Edgeville. Hello, everybody. RSBNB Update coming at you once again. We're here this week with...
me. With,
yes, you, Brad. The one who always does this show, who has done this show for almost 100 episodes coming up in 30 more weeks or so. But anyways, yes, so we got a fine blend of stuff to talk about this week, ranging from RuneScape updates again... You know, I really wish that they would have, like, they would have gave us, like, the development diary or something last week so we would have had something to talk about besides the poll. You remember how that show went.
I think we managed to string the poll out a fairly long time, actually.
Well, you just sounded like some farmer or something.
Like some foreigner, eh?
Farmer.
Farmer.
Yes.
I'm a farmer. This is what farmers sound like.
I guess.
It sounds. I'm ashamed. My voice is really high.
It sounds sort of Irish, what you said.
I can't do an Irish accent. I would try, but I would make an idiot of myself.
Okay, then. Let's get on with the RuneScape matters, shall we? The shop improvements. Have you taken a look at this?
Infinite stocks of runes and various other items. Seems quite a drastic change. To the economy. I'll start speaking normally now. quite a drastic change to RuneScape, I think.
Yeah, because I know it's always been an issue for a long, long time that there'd only be 40 or so items and such in stock, and if you wanted more, you had to constantly flip through all the worlds, you know? I know the main thing I had experienced this with was vials in a drogue, so, you know... An infinite amount really helps with that. And the price hasn't changed much for those either.
And the buy X.
Yes, that is excellent. For instance, on the forums, we saw Anubis bought 1 million needles.
Wow.
I don't know why you'd need that many needles, but maybe you're running some drug ring or something.
Drug ring with needles?
Yeah, you know they have to inject themselves.
Oh, yeah. Didn't think of that. You see, I'm not as drug-minded as you are, Shane.
No.
I don't constantly think how I could use an item for drugs.
Or other purposes. Whenever I have this item, I always think of, what can I do with this item? Like, I have a pen right now.
I have a pen. I could use that to inject cocaine.
No. No. No.
You don't inject cocaine, do you? You sniff it.
No, I don't.
Do you?
I don't do drugs.
Nor do I, but I think you sniff cocaine.
No.
Can we get some clarification on that? Do you sniff cocaine? I think you do.
No.
Anybody out there who has any personal experience in this, please let me know.
Which is to your PM box. Anyways, they split it into...
Any crackheads who listen to this show?
I don't think they'd step up and tell us that. But anyways, speaking of the shops, they now have tabs on top. Seems everyone's going with tabs nowadays.
Your voice is getting really difficult to hear. It sounds like, I don't know, it sounds like your voice is constantly, I don't know, it's difficult to hear.
Okay.
Can you sort your fucking microphone out, please?
Everything seems fine to me.
Okay, never mind, we'll continue.
Okay. What's it doing? Tell me what it's doing exactly.
It just sounds like your voice is flickering.
Must be the connection. Anyways, speaking of tabs, there's the player stock tab and the main stock tab. The main stock is infinite and the player stock is, well, player stock. Kind of logical, don't you think?
Yes.
You know, I think this is such a great update for some markets, but for some others it will really hurt them, you know? Because... think about it. How much did a nature rune cost before?
No idea. 300, 350?
Yeah, around 300 or so, right? But now they're like over 350 GP from the store. So nobody, including the auto buyers and merchants who go on when the game updates, will be there to buy the nature runes because, well, it's just not enough profit for them. They'd be losing money. Are you getting what I'm saying? Because the price is so
high?
It's
getting really difficult to hear you. Let me test if it's just my headphones.
Okay.
I'll play some music.
Okay, you do that.
No, I don't know why, but seriously, like, when you were saying that, I couldn't hear your voice for about 3 seconds.
So was it like,
about this?
Was it like...
It just got really fuzzy.
Did
and
it sound like I was
static.
In a pipe?
No, it just got really fuzzy, and then all I could hear was static.
Like,
yes, and then your voice came back.
I'm betting that's your headphones.
What?
I'm betting that's your headphones.
For fuck's sake. Damn headphones.
See, this is why you need to spend a little bit more money on them.
I got an expensive pair last time. Okay, let's just persevere on.
Okay, so where were we at? Sorry about that, but it was Brad's having some headphone troubles, or I'm having some microphone troubles, but we'll have to troubleshoot that later. Anyways, as we were saying, it kind of ruined the market for those, you know, those merchanter people who would log on when the game was first updated and buy everything in stock?
Well, that's good.
I know. It's also good to, for the people like the auto rune buyers and whatnot, seeing as they won't be able to make a profit now. But then again, you've got the same problem. Now, who's going to buy runes from a store, right?
Yeah, I guess a lot of people might not think of that. A lot of people might just go to the forums.
And... like, a law rune is 370 GP each now from a rune store.
How much?
370.
370?
Yes.
Shit.
And you can buy them from players for, like, 300, so... one side effect that I saw from this that came up was that Pure Essence is now back up to 110 to 120 each.
Wow.
So, and it was down to 70 for a while, but... woo, 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 woo! It's like playing one big roller coaster, you know? You know how that works in economics. The big thing that looks like a wave. Anyways. Yeah, overall, I have to give this a 4 out of 5. What about you?
I'd give it a 4 as well. It's a very good update, and I think it's changed the economy for the good or bad. I think time will tell.
It'll all sort itself out eventually. That's the point of any economy, is just leave it alone and it'll fix itself, you know? But then again, they interfered. Cutting Edgeville! Is it cutting edge for you?
I don't know.
You can take a look at RuneWire. I posted a picture to there about it. Go to myactivityrunewire.rsbnb.com/Shane. We'll be converting over to something else for that URL one day, soon, hopefully. Just a matter of time. But anyways, yeah, I'll post this link in the notes to this picture, but it is pretty pretty claustrophobic, if I do say so myself. Like...
yeah,
there's,
I didn't
there's
like
just
look
there's just less room between the bank and that guy's house, Evil Dave's house. Even though it looks the same, there's just less room.
I remember when it used to be a huge area in between the bank and the... it does seem a lot less cramped. A lot more cramped, I mean.
Mm-hmm. Then they added some more roads. But thing is, did they have that kind of pavement in whatever year RuneScape is set in?
Isn't RuneScape supposed to, like, set in a parallel universe? It is, no. You know, it's not just like, this is the universe RuneScape is set in.
Well, time-wise, I mean. It could be in a parallel universe, but time-wise.
Well, if it's in a parallel universe, you can't set it time-wise.
Yes, you can.
There's magic. No, you can't.
Every time you consider making a decision, there's a branch into different parallel universes, and in each one of the parallel universes, one of your choices would have carried through. So, for instance, when you got home tonight, if you chose whether to go straight to your room or go eat something, both of those choices would have carried through in a parallel universe.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Vaguely, yes.
Anyways, I don't know. I just think that they need to make it look more for the time and not have this oh-so-nice pavement that we see in our modern world, you know? Anyways.
Yes. I don't think it looks that good.
Yeah. I tend to like the older ways things look before. Best one I like is Falador. Okay, moving onwards. The bug bag, once again. A selection of bugs. Player own house. Dungeon multi-way combat fixed. See, it's over a year and they're still having problems with it. Can you believe this?
Oh, well, sure, so well, Jagex tests things before they release them, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, well, they're supposed to, apparently. Speaking of that, it's like what they said in their new development diary, that they actually have a whole team that goes in and tests these things, but I don't know, it doesn't seem like it. Bank pin added to the miscellaneous coffers, yay, that's a very good thing to have added. You know what I mean, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because some of us do use that. And you've been there before, right?
Of course I've been there.
Okay, good. Home teleport spell now sends you to Lumbridge if you're on free-to-play. Previously, I guess it sends you to Edgeville or Lunar Island, even if you're on free-to-play. But that's kind of a weird little bug, isn't it? Just imagine being sent to Lunar Island on free-to-play.
Something you wouldn't really think of.
I know. It should just be given. Jeez. Flat pack item description change. They're being made more descriptive so you'll know what you're getting before you get scammed. Basically, the example they give is you'll know whether you're getting a wooden chair or a gilded four-poster bed. What kind of bed do you have?
I never really saw much of a use for the flat packs, personally.
Well, I used flat packs because I didn't want to get 80-some-odd construction to do my costume room in mahogany. That's why.
Yes, I guess so.
To buy the furniture that you can't build, but you want it, you know?
Yeah, I guess so.
The waiting room between the barbarian assault waves has been changed from 1 minute to 30 seconds. Yeah, I can say that this needed to be done, because sometimes you lose your teammates when you were doing it. So, we should go play Barbarian Assault sometime, don't you think?
Possibly, yes, maybe we should. it's never really enticed me that much, Barbarian Assault.
I know, you have all these little noobs there who get this little training lesson, but then, you know, they don't really do anything. Like, they're clueless when it comes to it. Because they say, how do I, like, they're using the wrong freaking attacks.
Don't laugh like that, you freak.
I'm not a freak.
Yes, you are, Shane.
At least I didn't laugh.
I don't laugh like that.
Okay. King Black Dragon wallpaper. What do you think of that?
I think all Jagex wallpapers look terrible, and anyone who uses them is a moron.
I don't know. It looks actually pretty good. Like, their watermark has decreased in size, and the dragon has an arrow sticking out of his eye.
A blind dragon?
Yeah, one of the heads has an arrow sticking out of it. Let's have a look. Yeah.
It looks terrible.
But look at that. Look at how it's got the arrow sticking out of its head. And the ranger guy, he looks like he's kind of scared the way he's looking up at it.
The ranger's pointing at the completely wrong place.
I know.
And hang on a minute. Why is the mage's hand on fire? Why is the mage's hand on fire?
And why is the mage wearing lacking clothing items? They're showing skin on RuneScape.
No. Showing skin?
Yes.
Ooh.
Is this...
Right click? No. Get,
what? Right click? You're going to use it?
Sorry, I'm... No, ignore me. The Fremenic... No, of course I'm not. The Fremenic one looks fairly decent.
Oh, that one's not new, though.
So? It's new to me. First time I've seen it.
Okay. Well, yeah, that one is kind of nice. It looks like... You know what that looks like? That looks like the Northern Lights. It's a phenomena over the Arctic here. Aurora Borealis. You ever heard of it? Northern Lights? No?
Yeah, the Northern Lights. Of course, okay, I've heard good. Of the Northern Lights.
Good, good boy.
Yes, I have heard of it.
Good. Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Don't call me boy.
I think that this wallpaper is getting there, but they need to remove that watermark still. Anyways, yes. Content team development diary. This is an interesting read. They've got this cartoon at the top. It says, how many improvements are there? Well, there's the trading window, warning system, blah, blah, blah. Oh, and we need blah, 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 gulp. An Improve X program. God. Like, Improve X? Come on. Like, that's not needed.
The X thing ruined the bloody game.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that, too. But now that it's there, we kind of got to go with it. Anyways, yeah. They got this picture in the development diary of the Jagex Interface Editor version 2.5. So, it's nice to see that they're using their own software that's built in Java. Help and hints. I don't know, I just like reading these things. It shows how things are really done there. But yes.
Mm. Oh, Mod Hobbagoli. Worst name ever.
Anyways, yes, the content team dev diary, I really like these things. It just shows what can really be done in Swing. If you want to see something I made in Swing, go to the blog at chain.rsbnb.com. I made an image viewer for one of my assignments.
That does look good.
I know.
Not that I know anything about Swing.
My image viewer or their development thing?
Your thing.
Oh, good. That's good. Yes. Oh, apparently people were up 24 hours working on it straight, so.
Working on what?
Working on the image viewer.
You were up 26 hours straight?
No, other people were.
Oh.
Not me. But anyways, that's beside the point. Should we move on to the poll, I guess? Seeing as the
poll.
Yes, the poll. The habit of a lifetime. So, Brad, do you have any habits that you want to discuss with us? Any habits whatsoever, like, let's see.
I used to bite my nails when I was about 5.
What about now?
Don't really have a habit.
No?
And any that I do, I would not discuss on this show.
Oh, so you do then?
I'm not saying whether I do or not, but I'm saying if I did, I wouldn't discuss them on this show. Are you going to discuss what habits you have, Shane?
No.
Exactly.
No, I don't have any, though.
Yes, you do.
Like what?
Everyone. Talking about Star Trek.
Oh, please.
That is a sickening habit. And it quite frankly sickens me. It is a disease, Shane. And I blame your father for letting you watch it when you were 6 months old. Oh, the humanity.
You never watched shows like that when you were little?
Of course I watched shows, but my dad didn't get me up on his knee when I was 6 months old and make me watch Star Trek.
Why not?
Because that's sick.
Okay, question one.
Your father indoctrinated you.
Question one. Think about the first half hour of your average first half hour of your average RuneScape session. Which of the following activities do you take part in? 52% say they train a skill. 48% check if their friends are online and PM them, and 43% go to a bank.
How slow are these people? It takes them half an hour to figure out if their friends are online or not.
Okay, I said I check my farming patches, and only 9% said that.
Checking your farming patches.
I know. Don't you think that's important?
One of the main things I do within half an hour of logging onto RuneScape is logging back off.
Because you're paid to go check out the updates.
Yes. No, I'm not. I'm paid in sarcasm and annoying girlish laughs by you. Shut up.
4% to none of the above. I don't know. Like, what's with this poll?
Or 4% just stand where they logged in and go... Sorry, I had to do that.
Sound like you're having a seizure.
I was actually trying to imitate a cripple, but whatever.
Okay. 9% also check on their Tears of Gothics.
Oh, yeah, I used to check on that one. Because sometimes I used to forget.
Uh-huh.
Before it said in the quest log.
Okay. Question two. Think about the moment before you log into RuneScape. Do you generally have an aim or objective for that session?
To play for as short a time as possible.
Get this. The 5% say they never have an aim or objective before they log in. Like, how is that even possible?
Okay.
36% generally have an aim or objective. 33% say...
Let's go beat RuneScape!
Say, I sometimes have an objective. Yeah, you sound like... I don't know what you sound like, but you sound like one of those, like, people that you would see. I don't know what they're called, but they're strange people.
See where, Shane?
Like, outside. In society. Like those gangster people, I guess, who...
You got something against
downtown.
Strange people, Shane?
No, not at all. Why?
You live downtown?
No. Do you?
No idea, Shane.
Okay.
No, Shane, I have no idea what I'm saying at any time. I'm just talking. I don't know what about.
Yeah, you're rambling on, hey? In one long, incomprehensible sentence.
Yeah, Shane, that's what I do, you know, because I like to just speak and never stop, and sometimes I speak and speak and speak, and I don't know how long I've spoken for, because, you know, I just keep going and going and going and never shut up, and I bet this is really pissing people off now, and I bet they wish I would stop and take a breath and talk about something interesting, maybe relevant to the show, but I'm not going to. I'm going to keep rambling like this, on and on. Okay, let's get on with the show.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm not really sure what's going on with these polls this week, but it's kind of these ones puzzle me. Do they puzzle you?
Yeah, it seems like, you know, Andrew just wants to know, you know, is there any point to this? Are people logging onto RuneScape with a purpose? Or are we just wasting our time?
Maybe. Okay.
You made Andrew Garra cry, people. Congratulations.
Which of these statements apply to you? 39%, I raise my skills randomly with no real pattern. 11%, I generally raise skill levels raise those skill levels that are content requirements. I generally train skills up
that
are close
to
leveling. Yeah, for whenever you need a new level, you train it?
Yeah, for content requirement.
You know, that's why I did Legends Quest, because I got a clue scroll that I needed to go into the Kazari jungle for. So I had to do Legends.
That's the only reason you did it.
No, it was about time to do it, too. I was level 78. What level were you?
I think I was late 80s, early 90s.
Okay. So you were an old one then.
An old one, yes.
Yes. Yeah, lots of options here, but there is a none of the above, so that's good for you, hey?
None of the above, yes. That is my option.
And then 6% says train whatever skill is easiest at the specific time. 4%, I generally train my lower skills. Interesting. Thank you, people. You guys have such interesting poll options. I really hope they'll be useful sometime. Okay. Now, you guys might remember last week I asked for you guys to send in items about your quest help and whatnot. If it was good, I got 2 responses. Did you get any?
No, I got 0.
Okay. First one was from Kenny. Says, it's fairly useless, to be honest, when you... What you do is you go onto the site, pick the quest you want help with, then it sends, then you spend points, which you gain 1 point every 24 hours on either hint or spoiler to do a certain part of the quest. And then Vervada says, he's used quest help in the past, and it's a good idea on Jagex's part, but I don't really see the reason they do not release all quests, basically. Basically, I hate the fact that you only get 4 points to unlock, and a hint is very uninformative. Is never very informative. I usually have to unlock the spoiler. That is about 3 or 4 points, and then, well, a short rant. So, apparently, quest help is practically pretty useless. But I guess it's good for those kind of people who want to play the game without using a fan site or anything, you know?
But fan sites are so much easier.
I know, but there's people who don't want to.
Well, that's because people are weird.
Would you use a fan site?
Like, yes, I do use a fan sight.
Right, and well, and
when I played, I did.
And that was arts, right?
Yes.
Good. That's the right answer. Anyways, that's it for RuneScape updates. Quest help useless. We have no idea what Jagex is doing with this poll. Development diary, KBD wallpaper, bug bag, cutting edge, and the shop improvement. All rolled into one day of nice updates. That's it. Brad and I are going to sleep now.
That's my line. Don't steal my line, you fag.
Okay. I guess we should move on to questions then.
Yes, we should move on to questions.
We did RuneScape and Tech this week. First one is from PFK99s via audio. Remember, folks, you can send those audio questions to questions@rsbnb.com. It should be under 30 seconds in length and WAV or MP3.
With many of the bots not being able to turn a profit from the rune stores, where do you believe their efforts will now be focused?
Ah, yes, that is a good question. Brad, where do you think they'll go?
I have no idea.
Maybe, so let's see, they've done the runes, they've done rune essence, they've done use,
They've done sharks.
They've done rune crafting. Let's see, where else would them... You can't do Hunter, really, can you? You can't do the combat skills.
Crafting. No, that's not much.
That's been done, too. Like, green and blue green hides, that's been autoed already.
Rune mining. They're going to get accounts with 85 mining. Mark my words.
And then go mine rune, and then... Huh. I don't know about
that. They're gonna get 85 farming, and then they're gonna 85 farming? Shit. They're gonna get 85 mining, and then they're gonna go and mine iron. What do you think?
Let's see. They could do magic and keep going on the nature runes, I guess. Fletching, fishing, smithing, yeah, maybe ores, who knows? Be a good time to get smithing up, even though I don't endorse buying from gold farmers, you know? I don't know. I'd have to say smithing, because that really hasn't been done yet, has it?
Good point, yes.
Or potions. I just hope that... just fix your bot problems, please. Like, doesn't it annoy you?
Yes, it annoys me, but Jagex are Jagex, and, you know, life's a bitch. Then Jagex says, this is our game, we can run it how we want.
That is true, sadly. But anyways, yes. Thank you, PFK99s. Next one's for you!
Okay, how long do you think it would take me to get 13,766 willow logs? And that question is from Ben, and my answer is a long bloody time. Bye.
My guess is about 14 hours. 14 or 15 hours or so. Maybe a bit less.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, have fun. You definitely want to stock up on some Star Trek for that.
No, like, you won't.
Yes, you will. That was from Ben. Next one. What was the first thing you did when you started your account and became a member? What would you suggest a new member do first? From CoolDude68N. I like that name. What did you
do
first?
I'd go check out the new skills.
Okay. What did you do?
Raised Herblore, went and did the quest you need to start Herblore.
Oh, good job.
That was back at level 30.
Why was that?
I don't know, for some reason when I was a noob, I really liked Herblore. And then I raised it a bit and thought, wow, this is terribly boring and sucks.
I still like Herblore.
That's you, Shane, you're strange.
Anything else that you did after or before Herblore? Like...
Oh. Castle Wars. After Herblore, the next thing I headed for was Castle Wars.
You were a member when you were a noob like that when Castle Wars first came out?
I think I was, yes.
Castle Wars came out in December 2005.
I was a noob, certainly, because I'd only been playing for 2 or 3 months at that time.
I remember you being higher level than that in December 2005.
I don't know, Castle Wars really excited me for some reason. I can't remember, Shane. It was a long time ago.
Oh, no. Oh. Oh, I know. No. No.
Oh,
yes.
No. Yeah. Oh, no.
It had to be 2005, didn't it? Isn't that when Castle Wars and Slayer came out? 2000? No. No, I'm messed up. December 2004. That must have been when you started, right?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, that
And yes,
makes
Shane,
sense.
You are messed up.
No, I'm not. If
you
I
just
was...
said it yourself.
What? I said I
said
messed,
I'm
messed up.
Up,
not I'm. I said I messed up, not I'm.
Yes, you are.
No. Castle Wars came out on December 13th, 2004. Hey, that's
December,
your birthday.
December 13th?
Yes, 2004.
That was my 14th birthday. Oh. Yay. 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 What a crappy birthday present, Jackie.
Oh, boy. Okay. What I first did was I trained thieving in Edril on men.
Oh, you picked men's pockets, did you?
Yeah.
That proves my point.
Then I went on a tour with Mike of the free-to-play side. This was before the Fremenic area, and when there was really nothing, when there was just the mainland, nothing else. So that was long, long ago, when you were still in your egg, going to be hatched.
What? You played RuneScape before 1990?
No, no, no. Yeah. I mean your character, before your character hatched.
My character wasn't hatched from an egg.
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Thank you, cool dude. Next one, please.
How much money, include donations, did it take you to get 99 farming, Shane? Do you plan on going for the rank 1, perhaps? No, he doesn't.
That is from Total Plox. I figure I spent maybe, let's see. Maybe about 65, 70 million total.
Waste it. Of money.
No, it's not. No, it wasn't. I still do farming runs even though I have 99. It's true. I'm ranked 300.
So are you aiming for number one?
No. I'm only going to go for number one if someone were to deposit me a large amount of money. After raising Herblore and smithing, I would go for number one farming. That's what I'd do. But, yes.
Okay.
And as for donations, I think maybe, let's see, 5-1. I got maybe around 7 million donations. Cash,
quite a lot.
Items, whatnot. Yeah, one, well, not really.
And
one.
I collected potato cactus.
That was for Herblore.
But I am still the greatest hero of all.
Okay. Yeah, you have to help me one day, too, when I start up the other part of the project.
Blazing softwood?
No. The Herblore stage.
What do I gotta help with?
You gotta help with collecting white berries in the Elven Forest.
Oh, how gay.
But one person, I think we got it on my topic here, on the Project Green topic. Let me pull that up quickly. I will pull it up. Okay, hang on. Project Green. There we go. Okay. yes, I'm rich forever. Gave me 5 mil. PFK99's 1.6. You, potato cactus collecting. Spin on it, magic seed. Jaden magic seed. Warren magic seed. Red rooster. 200 vials, 4 dwarf weed, 2 torstal, AMV, 3 palm seeds, and 1 calquit. And on this picture on the Project Green posted by Chief Snake, he has this picture, apparently, that a fairy saved into his RuneScape screenshots folder that says, "Get a life, Shane. Krats on 99 Farming, your loving co-host." That was you, wasn't it?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yes, you do. Here's the picture.
I wasn't even at your party, Shane. Everybody
yes, you were.
That. No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were. Anyways,
so
moving onward.
Other co-hosts.
Thank you, Total Blocks. Should there be any cities or town that should have the same old graphics forever from Jan 833?
Ardoon. Don't ruin Ardoon.
Yes. Yes. I tend to agree with that. Is that how you say that?
Ardoon, yes.
Ardoon? Ardoyan?
Ardoyan. How do you say it?
A drogue. Because there's an A-R-D. Ard. A-R-D.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know how I say it.
You say it wrong.
No. Well, we both say it wrong, because that's what Jagex says it should be, Ardoyan. Yeah, leave that alone, please. Leave us with some city that'll look always the same, you know?
Yeah.
So we're in agreement?
Yes, Ardrogue.
Okay. However. Thank you, Jan. Next one, please, Brad.
I am a pure. Oh, you didn't want to send in a question to this show. Right, I am a pure with 20 defense and 46 prayer. While I was training at Rock Crabs, 13 pures in 2 hours called me either a defense or prayer noob. What do you think of these idiots? Yes, I class myself as a nice pure. Now, there's somebody who you would sort of guess was a pure from the name alone, skill pure 100. I don't know. Lots of idiots play RuneScape, that's all I'm going to say.
Well, if you class yourself as a nice pure, I'll have to believe you until you try and say that I'm a idiot or something for having 80-some-odd defense.
You are an idiot.
I'm not. See, there you go. There's your little laugh again.
Shut up. I don't laugh like that.
Okay.
That was you. No. That wasn't me.
Those are the kind of peers that actually annoy me. See, if there was one that didn't annoy me, it'd just be one that would manage to coexist with everyone else, which, if you can do that, fine. I'll be willing to take a look and rework some of these things about peers, but as long as you're not the kind of person who says, who laughs at someone for having high defense or saying that, oh, my main, I could kill you compared to my main, but as long as you're not that kind of person,
my
I'm
main
fine.
Is level 192.
Yeah, exactly. Those are the kinds that I don't like. But, and, like, they're all like that, it seems. Like, I've yet to find people who are. It's like, if you're not like that, good for you. Talk to your other peer friends and try and convince them not to be like that, please. Start a revolution about peers, but just know that it's not, just because you're a peer doesn't mean I hate you individually. It's just a general thing that I've come to see on RuneScape. You know what I mean? You know how, like, in school, sometimes one kid ruins it for everyone?
Yes.
That's what I kind of mean, but I don't know. I just think that those people are idiots who are like that deaf noob and prayer noob, and really, they would be the ones that would get killed. Peers don't like rune defenders because they give a strength bonus. Like they just complain about everything that doesn't suit them. Am I going to be complaining later this month about this thing and behind the scenes that says that there will be a new farming update that'll be similar to Tears of Guthix? Are you going to see me complaining about this?
No, you'll be loving that, Shane.
Exactly. See,
it'll be like Christmas for you.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of that, Christmas is less than 4 months away.
Stop reminding me I have to buy goddamn presents for people.
Oh, yes, you do. Less than 3 months.
Fucking money.
Just buy them. What's the best thing to do? Just buy them gift cards for the iTunes music store, and you don't even have to leave your house.
I could probably order half the stuff I want on online anyway.
Yeah, and then have it come, or just even ship it off to them.
Yeah.
And that question was from Skillpeer 100.
Because I'm just that tight.
Shh. Okay. Next question.
Okay. Next question. What is your favorite outfit to wear on casually on RuneScape or RS Classic? And that is from Juradel.
What's yours?
Well, when I was at your party, I simply had on the classic plague outfit you get in the Morning's End quest.
Uh-huh.
With a black boater, and I thought that combo went quite well, personally.
Yes, I like that combo. Can I have your hat?
No.
Why?
Because it's my hat, damn it, not yours.
But you don't play that. You can wear it when you come online.
You can buy it for 2 million. 500,000.
No thanks.
It's worth it, believe me. No. It was once worn by Zazima. That's what makes it extra valuable.
Yeah, right. Anyways, my favorite.
I can prove it.
My favorite outfit is my tan pants with, or beige pants, I guess, with tan cav, green elemental shirt, and the farming cape. That's my favorite outfit. It just goes so well together.
Good, Shane. I'm happy for you.
Okay. Thank you, Duradel. And the next question. What would you do if Jagex brought fatigue back into RuneScape? Could you care less, or would it annoy you? From Brarin.
I don't think it would annoy me that much if I still played, actually. I think it sounds like a fairly reasonable system.
I thought it was reasonable, too. But then again, they had ways to get around it. You gotta do some sort of... These are like those captures on the web, you know? Because I remember they had a capture that you had to type in. But basically, if the captures can be autoed, fatigue doesn't serve a purpose. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Basically, what you need is some sort of skill testing question that can verify if a human playing is actually a human. Which, you could do something like... You can't ask knowledge questions. You could ask something that humans would only know, but computers wouldn't. It's kind of complicated, but... I don't know. I think fatigue would work if it was implemented properly.
Yes, if it was implemented properly.
Yes.
But we all know Jagex have an issue with doing things properly, don't we?
Uh-huh. So, second part says, if you could go back to play RuneScape Classic, where would be the first place you visited?
I would like to see what the King Black Dragon was liking.
I don't know. Did they have that back then?
Yes, they did. I know for a fact they did.
Okay. Yeah, that would
Also like to see what pest control was like.
They didn't have pest control back then.
I know, I just said that to be stupid.
Okay. Yeah, I would go see where all my farming patches were.
They didn't have farming in RuneScape Classic.
They didn't have farming in RuneScape Classic.
I don't sound like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I wasn't being like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
There you were. They did not have farming patches in RuneScape Classic. That sounded more French, actually.
Okay, thank you, Brarin. Moving onward. When I get 99 woodcutting and I hold the farming, would you hold a party? Would you and Brad come? From Kenny.
Get 99 farming. Farming? Get 99. Why do I keep saying farming to everything? Get 99 woodcutting first, and then I'll decide.
Yeah, I'd come if it was a decent place and time, maybe. If you were nice to me.
Nobody's nice to you, Shane. No, Shane, you're not... I'll try to insult you, but forget it. It's just not worth it anymore.
Okay.
Why do we keep abusing each other like this?
I have no idea.
Nor do I, Shane.
Okay. Next one. For you.
Okay. Brad, since I've been away for a year or so, what is your current affiliation with RuneScape? That's from Magic Jarvis. My current affiliation is safely away from RuneScape.
Okay, then. Yes, that was from Magic Jarvis. Why? What's wrong with RuneScape? Does it never did anything to hurt you?
Yes, it did. It robbed 2 years of my life.
That you could have been doing what?
Playing WoW.
Oh, God. Or Counter-Strike. Counter-Strike is fun. You should have kept going from when you were 12.
Yeah, I know. It sort of took me a while to get used to it, but I think I'm back to a fairly decent level now.
Yeah. Yeah. Last night in the gun game, I was like 6 and 18. And a few minutes later, I was 22 and 22.
Wow. Nice comeback.
Uh-huh.
You suck.
Young boy.
It's really... What was I going to say? It's really sucky when you're playing on a server and, you shoot somebody in the head and it doesn't headshot them. And that's happened to me loads of times.
Uh-huh.
I mean, with any gun, if you get shot once in the head, it's going to kill you, if not severely mobilize you.
I know.
But no, they survive and I die.
I know. Anyways, moving on to tech news, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Demonoid was, in fact, shut down by the CRIA last week. But they're back now. Are they back for you?
Yes, because I don't live in Canada.
Yeah, see, they're blocking traffic from Canada, so I need to get some form of a proxy in order to get around it so I can access Demonoid. because I actually need
Lame
it.
Lame Canada.
Okay, we don't
Isn't
need that.
Isn't a real country anyway.
Well, then neither...
Lame Canada.
Then England isn't a real country because we're a former colony from you guys.
You're just a colony, you're not a really country.
I know, but you're not a... Your country was established by, like, invaders.
We ran the world.
Not anymore. But anyways, yes, if you live in Canada, sorry about that. You're going to have to find some way to proxy through and get onto the trackers.
I'm getting really big jumps in between what you say.
Okay.
I don't know if it's me or whatever.
I'll just finish the story and we'll fix it. Basically, you'll either need a proxy or some other way to get onto the tracker or jump into the U.S. Internet somehow. But yeah, Demonoid's back now. Lucky for you guys. Next story is AT&T has rolled out a new terms of service for its DSL service, which will leave plenty of room for interpretation. From the reading of it, in concert with several others, what's seen is terms of service that attempts to give AT&T the right to disconnect its own customers who criticize the company on blogs or in other online settings. Now, is that right? To be able to pull someone's plug just because they don't agree with what the company is doing?
No, not really.
Okay, I'll keep reading. AT&T may immediately... This is from the terms of service. AT&T may immediately shut down or suspend a portion of your service. Any member ID, email address, IP address, universal resource locator, or domain name used by you without notice for conduct AT&T believes... that A, B, and C. C tends to damage the name or reputation of AT&T or its parents, affiliates, and subsidiaries. Now, that's not really that fair, is it? Or not that, what's the word I'm looking for? Democratic, right? Because, you know, basically you get these companies who think they can do what they want, and then you got basically the Adolf Hitler of the online telecom industries. Like, would you like it if... Who's your ISP?
Virgin, I think.
Would you like it if they shut down your internet service after making a blog post about them?
No, but they do suck.
So
everybody thinks that.
And you can't do that. Like, your customer is paying. People should have the freedom of speech, don't you think? About that, or...
Yeah, freedom of speech is more important than anything else.
Like, I just think that AT&T is completely in the wrong with this, and we're lucky that nobody does anything like this in Canada yet. So if you're on AT&T, watch what you say. Watch what you say. Okay. And we got another, then we got some more Windows news. You're still on XP, yes?
Yes, I'm still on XP.
You like it?
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay. Responding to feedback from customers and third parties, Microsoft has extended the availability of Windows XP to both original equipment manufacturers and retail channels through June 30th, 2008. Originally slated to be pulled off retail shelves and OEMs by January 30th, 2008, a year after Vista's launch, customers requested more time to prepare for the upgrade to Vista. I just think that's funny how they say prepare. Like it's something that's like a plague or something that needs to...
I need to prepare myself mentally.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think that's just funny how people are, how they have to, quote-unquote, prepare themselves for the upgrade. Which is true, because, you know, Vista is a significant change, right?
Vista's gay.
You know, I haven't looked at it in over a year. It was crappy when I looked at it, but maybe they've ironed some things out, so I'm thinking that maybe I need to take another look at it to get a better opinion of it, you know? Like, so I could really get an opinion of what people say. Like, I know one thing that is kind of bad about it is that it's plagued with DRM, like, up through the nose, you know?
Yes, DRM sucks.
Because basically, they say you could have the right to turn off anything, any part of the system. But then here we go again with the whole you bought it, so let me do what I want with it thing. I don't know. But honestly, do honest people have something to worry about?
Like, no, you know, if you got nothing to hide.
I know.
That sort of thing.
That's my mentality about Vista. Like, I have nothing to hide, so I'm okay with it. You know? Like, I'm not...
Only
not,
break the law when you can get away with it.
Yes, that is such a good point, but we don't encourage breaking the law here. So
I do. I encourage breaking the law.
Shit.
Fight the man. Shit. Go.
Yeah. So you're a rebel then, I take it?
I'm a rebel. Yeah, I'm a rebel.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you take a look at... What would you rather use, Vista or macOS?
macOS.
Okay, there you go. I don't know.
Okay.
So, you still got XP, so yay, victory for XP. On to the rants, I guess.
Okay.
Okay, you take the first one.
And you want the long one, and I'll take the two short ones then.
Okay.
Okay. Right, hello. This is a rant about the update that gives Stop infinite stock. Okay, infinite stock, fine, but look at the prices. I mean, some ways of money-making like mine have been nuked. Nog, I was in the middle of merchanting runes, and natures were 375 each. Really, the buy-X option is awesome, but the price has killed any market that contains shop items. Now I would say, put the stock prices to like 5 times the old ones. Keep basic items infinite, hammer a beginner map. But most important, put the prices back.
What do you think?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure how it will impact on people who used to make their money, you know, making nature runes or...
Honestly... It won't have an impact on those that make their money with nature runes.
No, I just mean by,
merchanting
by
them?
By creating things and selling them. It's going to make it difficult if you can just go to a shop and get it. People aren't going to go to the forums and get it, are they? It's a lot more difficult.
But the price is skyrocketed. Like, people aren't going to go to a shop. They're going to... I know if I had to buy natures, I'd still buy from a person. Like, as we were
really,
talking
about... Really? Because you think you can get a cheaper price off the person?
Yes.
So they're being forced to lower their prices, or can they just keep it the same?
They can keep it the same, really, because remember we were talking about how a nature rune and a law rune in the store are over, like, way over 300 each? That was the price of a nature rune and law rune before, so they're perfectly fine. So, the only people that are hurt with this update are the ones who would go on when the servers reset and buy all the runes and sell them. Those are the people that are hurt. This is what this guy is complaining about.
Well, then that's bad. But I do think I just thought it might have impacted on the people who made their money through.
It's okay, actually helping rune crafters. But anyways,
really?
Yes.
Really,
okay.
Yeah.
Time for me to read a rant. Remember when you looked upon the steel gate at Taverly and wondered what lied beyond that gate? What lies beyond the next star? What lies beyond the next planet? Wondering what animals delved in the Arty Zoo and what vicious beasts prowled the frozen north? I do. I remember every single one of those memories. I remember when you were overjoyed to get a genie. When I was overjoyed? How does he remember that?
He is your stalker, Shane.
When you look forward to getting a 99 skill or even just 40 fishing for lobsters, that would gain you people's respect. I remember when I first saw Drainer and how I longed to wield the rune sword that a level 50 had when he walked by. I remember venturing over the green zone into the wilderness where the PKers killed those who tried to kill them, not some clue scroller for a spade and to make them feel awful, or a skiller for a few S. No, they killed for money and for glory. I remember being helped by a level 100 and dying to give him something in return. I remember first stepping through the steel gate and remembers. I remember the music, how it was normal with no chords added or fiddled around with. I remember lovely rich colors, go to Tutorial Island with a new account and look around. That, my friends, is the colors of old RuneScape. A RuneScape, although it didn't have many good-looking animal graphics, it was home. Now, it is home to the most phallus gamers imaginable. I locked the Lumbridge, and instead of seeing RuneScape Tour, I see free stuff, please, I just died. Wanna GF? Buying imp beads. The RuneScape I know is gone, and it's been replaced with a vile form of noobs, macros, and beggars. I remember when I had to explore RuneScape. Now I punch a few words into the knowledge base, and it's done for me. No player interaction needed. I remember when I had to work for my runes and not being told and have a tutor or a warning sign to hold my hand, my 40 levels, till I quit because I died to a goblin. Please listen to us rant. Yag, exchange a game for the better. Remember old RuneScape.
Oh, it's so cliche, isn't it? Old RuneScape.
I know.
Old this, old that. Every
Technically, old RuneScape was last week before this trade change, you know?
Eh.
I mean before the shop change, you know what I mean? Like, it just changes so quick. But I remember what he's talking about, do you?
Yeah, but it's like that with everything. I mean, I preferred RSPB like 18 months ago before, you know, when there were a lot less people, and I personally think that people were nicer, and but I mean, that's the same with everything. Things were better a long time ago.
Yeah. And we all know the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Yeah.
Hey, you agreed with me! You agreed with me!
God damn it, I didn't even think about it.
I knew that would happen eventually.
It's not, it's stupid.
You agreed with me, can't deny it. I got it on tape. Okay, next round's for you.
Okay. Hi there. Most people reading this thread will have a DDS, or at least have owned one at one time or another. I'm sure that most people know the DDS gives you 4 special attacks. Great. The ranged counterpart to DDS to the mage is the mage shortbow. I wouldn't say it's the counterpart. So tell me, why has it only got 1 special attack? However, I'm not going to be totally one-sided. The mage shortbow has its upsides, like the fact it only costs 2k, and the mage shortbow also hits faster as well. My solution gives the mage shortbow 2 special attacks before the bar runs out. He basically made himself a moron and totally made his argument invalid by saying that it is faster. That's why the mage shortbow only has 1 special, because it is faster.
Yeah, ranged is faster anyways, isn't it, you know? Because you just take an arrow out of your quiver, put it in, and pull it back, and pew! Whereas with the...
I don't think it needs 2 specials.
No, it's fine how it is. It's fine how it is. Whereas with the dragon dagger, you gotta take it out of your belt, clean it off, then jab the person, and yeah, it's just a whole lot slower and more bloodier, so... You know, I like ranging in real life, like archery, you know? Like, I think it's actually a good thing to do, but I just can't stand it on RuneScape, you know?
Yeah, it's very boring, but I don't think the DDS spec isn't accurate. The DDS isn't accurate. That's probably why it has such a powerful spec.
Yeah.
But overall, I don't think it needs changing.
I know. The dragon weapons are fine. Leave them how they are. Leave them how they are. I guess that's it for the rants.
Yes, possibly.
Okay, on to other things then. Counter-Strike Source Back to Basics event this weekend. Basically, what we'll be doing is standard Counter-Strike Source with no gun game, just your old favorite maps. Which starts in 22 days, 22 hours, 42 minutes, and 25 seconds from the time we're recording this. So, always trust the counter, even if you're never dealt the counter, because that thing will always be right. We look forward to seeing you there. Oh yes, one thing, please don't bring any hacks.
You know who you are.
Okay, what else do we got? New Informer. I quite like this one. We got an interview from the people of the Gower Archive. Mushroom Queen got us one of those.
Who were mentioned last week, was it?
Yeah, last week. Or the week before or something like that. But definitely a good read and lots of other good articles this month. So informer.rspmb.com. Yes. New skill of the month. Agility.
Agility.
Mike won.
Good old.
Mike
agility.
Won last month's farming, thankfully. Because we had a plan to let Warren win, and then Sorted decided to try and
sabotage.
Beat him. Sabotage it, but Mike beat him by a good 330k XP.
Go, Mike. Go, Mike. Go, Mike.
Okay.
Go, Mike.
Holy cow. They've gathered 1.1 million agility experience so far, the people.
Total?
Yes, total. between everyone.
It's not very much.
Yeah, it is.
Not really.
Because on farming last month, they only gathered 1.1 million.
Who's currently leading?
Cooper, followed by Alex, and then Metal Maniac 9. Metal Maniac has 99 agility, so I'm sure he knows what he's doing.
Wow.
Yeah, good. Like I could never get 99 agility, could you?
No.
No, okay. What else? Our contest. You remember our contest, don't you? Basically.
Oh, yes.
We've got two entries so far. One of them good, one of them not so good. Basically, what we're going to be doing here is you're going to be taking five pictures of you doing skills on RuneScape. One of them has to be farming and another must be fishing. You can pick the other three. Get these in by the middle of October, and then we'll pick the best one, and the person who wins will get to come on the show at the end of October. So keep this in mind. If you always want to come on the show, here's your chance. You can PM them to Brad or myself on the forums at
forums.rsbnb.com. Forums.rsbnb.com.
Anything else?
No, I think that's about
it. What have we been doing?
Not much.
You've been going out for groceries.
Shut up. Next question.
No. What have you been doing, seriously, besides talking to me?
Nothing.
So you just sit home all day and pick your nose?
Yeah, that's what I do. I sit home all day and pick my nose. You got my life down to a T. That is what I do. I'm going to be a pro at nose picking.
How's your college classes?
Fine.
What's your favorite?
English.
What?
Only because the teacher's, like, mentally unstable.
Oh, yeah, that's always fun to watch, ain't it?
Yeah.
Okay. What have I been doing? Yeah, school stuff. I got my image viewer done. You can see that on the blog at shane.rsbnb.com.
You've already plugged that once, you asshole.
Oh, well, take a look at my Mac article, then. It's at the same place. Yeah, school stuff. I have a test tomorrow in math with my math teacher. It's about infinite series and sequences. Basically, you have to determine whether a given series is convergent or divergent. If it's convergent, it'll converge to a number, whereas if it's divergent, it'll just converge to infinity.
Okay.
And there's a number of tests that you can do to see whether it's convergent or divergent. For instance, one of them is called the integral test, where you take the integral of it. Then there's a comparison test, the alternating series test. I'm probably putting
You're sending me to sleep.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering about that, if I was putting you to sleep. But I'm sure some people will like it. I'm not exactly sure what purpose this serves, but it's interesting. Yeah, so are we done then?
Yes, I would say that done we are.
Okay, this has been RSBNB Update 120 for Thursday, October 4th, 2007, with Shane and Brad.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.